The roar takes to melt your smart speaker. We are the roar, where every day is game day.
We welcome you back in. It's the final hour of the program with Facts and Childress and John Hite right here on 105.5, 97.5, The Roar. You're listening to Facts on Sports. Appreciate everybody that's chimed in throughout the course of the program today. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to check in with us. Going to go to our guest lines and bring in Clemson men's basketball forward, R.J. Godfrey. R.J., good to hear from you and always a pleasure, brother.
Good morning, Facts, and thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Well, excited to have you here. First and foremost, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, RJ. And I got to ask you right off the rip, what's the go-to on the RJ Godfrey Thanksgiving plate? What's getting loaded up tomorrow for Thanksgiving and celebration?
You got to go with the Honey Bay Hampshire. That's the first undeniable on there. Obviously, the mac and cheese. And hopefully, there'll be some chocolate mousse pie at the table tomorrow. So, to end it off with a nice dessert, but can't go wrong with, you know, green beans. Can't go wrong with some turkey, of course. But you know, I'm not a piggy eater. I eat everything I see. So
there you go. And y'all were eating some W's this past weekend down in Charleston. Two big come from behind victories over West Virginia and Georgia. Let's start with that WVU game, RJ. It felt like your big and one down 52-41 kind of swung the momentum. You were showing some emotion. You got the bench fired up, and the guys really rallied behind that moment. You're able to pull off this unbelievable run and come from behind victory. What's going through your head when you guys are down 11 right before you hit that and one?
I think just the keep playing mentality. I think Coach Barnell has really, within ever since practice started, really kind of put on us the terminology next play. You know, basketball is a long game. A lot can happen in a short time. And I just think the competitiveness of this team and, you know, what Coach Barnell has instilled in us just kind of rubbed off just throughout the course of time. And, you know, it helped us at that moment.
Yeah, and it was an unbelievable come-from-behind victory. RJ, I'm going to give you a chance to brag on some of your guys in both games. How about JP and Butta in the weekend they were able to put down in Charleston? Obviously, with JP coming away with that MVP, but Butta, he seems to be like a guy that the whole locker room just loves for whatever reason, yeah. And he had a big-time weekend down there in Charleston.
Yeah, Butta is one of the most lovable guys on the team. Really, probably the funniest dude on the team, and to see those two guys step up and, you know, really – impact winning really helped us. I think our depth is, well, really, you know, our strongest superpower right now. And, you know, having Butta and JP step up made things easier just for the bigs inside and me, Nick Carter. So I'm really glad. I'm really honored to play with both these dudes. And they're both, you know, more than just good basketball players. They're good friends and teammates. And I really do enjoy playing with them.
Obviously, Carter Welling went big down the stretch as well in that West Virginia game, banging a couple threes. You guys were having a couple big-time moments, and then transitioning to the Georgia game. It was a similar story with a slow start in a double-digit hole once again, but that Clemson grit just continues to prevail, RJ. Another come-from-behind victory, and I know that one meant a lot to you against the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of good moments this weekend, especially that moment with Carter had where we got it down to him to close the game in West Virginia. But super fun experience down there in Charleston. What beautiful city. I really did enjoy the city and also just the experience that we had. And obviously that last game was an awesome game from both teams. Georgia came out to play, and obviously we did too. We both got up 10, and we both cut the lead down, and, you know, it was a pretty good long game, and it was just an experience that I would never forget.
When you win an overtime game, is it almost more rewarding than when you win in regulation? Like, is there something different that comes from an emotional standpoint or from a rewarding standpoint when you get that overtime victory? You know, they say it's a game of attrition and you got to have strain, RJ.
Yeah, that's straight from Grant Godfrey. And kind of, you got to have that mentality. Like, you got to keep pushing, keep going. And I really feel like those overtime games, I played in a lot of them. They're fun, and I think it's just a matter of who's willing to push harder for longer. And I think kind of like our strongman training has a lot to do with it too, just pushing when your body's tired, when you can't no more. And I just think our work prepares us for those moments. So those games are always fun.
Continuing to visit with R.J. Godfrey here from Clemson men's basketball. R.J., obviously, it's been a great start to the season at 6-1, but it's always that next game mentality over there in the building. You got Alabama A&M coming to town on Friday. Just from a student-athlete standpoint, how do you balance this week in Thanksgiving where you've got class and you've probably got a couple tests, then you're seeing your family for Thanksgiving, but you also have a quick turnaround to play a game on Friday? What does that balance look like for you this week?
I think just the biggest thing is just taking a deep breath. We got some time in between, the Charleston tournament and now, and I think just managing your time well and taking a deep breath is going to allow, not only me but my teammates to really just get things organized. I know a lot of the guys are excited for tomorrow, Thanksgiving, and I think that time will also, release the pressure. But I think just enjoying the moment, enjoying the present also is going to help us just go into this game on Friday against a really good Alabama A&M team and have the right approach and mindset.
RJ, what are some of the Thanksgiving traditions that you guys go through in the Godfrey household? Walk us through what that looks like.
Yeah, so Thanksgiving is really big in our household growing up. Obviously, with basketball the last 4 years, we haven't really been able to – celebrate like we used to, but we go to Dallas every year to see my grandma, and both sides of my family typically come, and it's a really huge feast, and then we all go Black Friday shopping together. We used to before all this online shopping got so big. We used to go to Stonebriar Mall in Plano, Texas, and fill up the shopping cart. So Thanksgiving was It was definitely one of my favorite holidays growing up. Probably my favorite.
How many Thanksgivings have you got with your cat, Derek? How many Thanksgivings is this mark now for him?
This is his third Thanksgiving, and he loves Thanksgiving, even though we put him outside because he goes crazy when he smells chicken and turkey. So this will be his third Thanksgiving.
He's starting to grow up, RJ. He's getting a lot bigger. I remember when you got him and taking him to the house for the first time, and he was literally sliding under the crack of your door. And that joker is huge now, so it's been hilarious to see his ascension and his growth. RJ, before we let you get out of here, I'm going to let you brag on your little brother a little bit because he's been all over the field and making some plays the last couple of weeks in Grant Godfrey at Kentucky. And I saw he got his first little media availability session this past week as well. So tell everybody about what your brother's accomplishing out in Lexington.
Man, it's really good to see him out there. I get really into it, emotional when I'm watching his games. I'm up screaming every play, and I actually teared up one day. The first time I was watching it, it might have been against I forgot who it was, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, but it's just awesome to see him out there. And I know obviously he's gone through a lot his first 2 years with the injury and just being injury-ridden the last 2 years, and finally getting the chance to, show his teammates, show BDN what he can do for them. And obviously he went out there last game, and I think he might have finished with 10 tackles. And,
yeah.
It's just all God to see, him out there doing his thing, and I'm just glad I'm glad he's shining now. So.
For sure. Well, RJ, we'll let you get to it. I know you got a busy week on the horizon. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, brother. Appreciate you checking in on the show as always. And take care, man. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Thank you, RJ. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right.
That is RJ Godfrey with Clemson men's basketball. Big shout out to RJ. Him and his family are just awesome, man. Known RJ for a long time now, growing up, going to the same high school with him, and very appreciative for him checking into the program today. Should be a fun Thanksgiving weekend for the Tigers and the Godfreys, obviously with Clemson men's basketball back in action this upcoming Friday against Alabama A&M. I can't even imagine Like, I think he's downplaying how chaotic this week is going to be for them, right? You have Thanksgiving with your family coming off of this big emotional high, triumphant travel weekend. Went in two games at down in Charleston. Then you have to celebrate Thanksgiving. Then, boom, quick turnaround. The day after Thanksgiving, you're playing a game at home against Alabama A&M and have to get your mind right from that perspective. So it's going to be a chaotic week for a lot of these student-athletes, John, and it's important to remember that.
I just can't imagine having to go do something that physical after eating that much food.
Right, yeah. That's Michelle's our nutritionist over at basketball. It'll be interesting to see the weigh-ins and what she's given from a diet advice perspective on Thanksgiving. So pray for Michelle during a time like this over there at Little John. But shout out to RJ and Ben Winterroad for letting him get in, as always. Really enjoyed that wholeheartedly, for sure. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to check in. We're continuing to talk rivalry week here on the program. And we'll talk a little bit more Tigers and Gamecocks, because obviously that's dominating the discourse on the Adams & Co. Roofing text line today. Texter gets in and says, and also, I said something. I said he's got class, and I think like somebody got in with like a quote thing, got class. I'll tell you this right now. Everybody at Clemson goes to class. It's a student athlete, and I can 100% vouch for that as a recent graduate, because they literally have somebody come around and open the classroom door and authenticate that they are in the class and make note of it for every student athlete on campus. Class checkers. That's a real thing. This ain't North Carolina. People are going to class here. I can promise you that. Texter says, how about them Vols? Big win over Houston. Yes, huge win over Houston last night for Tennessee. This is the best team Rick Barnes has ever had. He has a lottery pick. Gillespie's an unbelievable guard.
Man, that Sweet 16 exit's going to hurt even more than, won't it?
It's going to be such a painful experience to watch them score 43 in a Sweet 16 game. But they've got a man. This kid's unbelievable, John. They've got this 6'9 freak that can shoot threes and take people off the bounce, and he's getting poster dunks. And then Gillespie was outscoring Rutgers at halftime the other day. That was a real thing. I've never in my life seen Rick Barnes have this talented of a team at Tennessee. I can't wait to see how it crashes and burns down the stretch. It's going to be absolutely poetic, as it always is. But if there's ever a year with Jacoby Gillespie and Nate Ament, this is the year to get it done for Tennessee. And speaking of Tennessee, let's take Tennessee Tiger on the phone lines. Tennessee Tiger, appreciate you checking in.
Good morning, guys. Let's say on the rivalry game Saturday, you know, I called in this week and mentioned about the Elvis robbery, and y'all hadn't heard of Lafayette Lehigh. The South Carolina fan that called in, now he's a reasonable sounding guy that I could sit down and discuss a game with, and he's not.
Oh yeah.
But I heard you say that you never pull for Michigan.
Yes, I never pull for Michigan. I hate that program. I pull for Ohio State every year over Michigan, Tennessee Tiger.
Well, Ohio State, Jim, that's a reasonable guy to discuss football with, but I never pull for Ohio State. And Mickey this morning was talking about sometimes he pulls for Auburn, sometimes for Alabama, but he always pulls for Georgia Tech. I have to pull for the team that I think is going to, if they lose or if they win, you know, it helps Clemson. But to get to the Clemson game, I'm trying to determine, you know, I've been comparing since Garrett Riley's been at Clemson to his play calling with Lincoln Riley. And you watch Lincoln's games, and in the Notre Dame game, you know, he was competitive. And he took the lead, and then they kicked off, and then Notre Dame ran it back for a touchdown. Same thing happened, you know, with the Oregon game. So I'm sure they use practically the same, you know, play calling. And a lot of fans have, you know, called for him to be dismissed. But what I don't understand is he gets the team down the field, but when he gets in the red zone, especially in the first and goal, then he pulls out some, I don't know, playbook that he doesn't use and doesn't continue to just call a regular play. I don't know what happens to him. Like, he has to, you know, change it up. But what I'd like to see is instead of just – running through the A gap, just have a stretch handoff or a play action off of that. And where has the tight end been all year?
Yeah.
I mean, if you've got a tight end, when you get down into the, you know, inside the 10-yard line, one of the greatest plays you can use is just the tight end runs, and then he just sets down, and it's a timing play, and he just throws the ball, and the tight end turns around, and the defender has to come over his back. You know, Steve Spurrier used that play. He used a play where the tight end just stands there blocking, and then he releases across the line,
yeah,
and nobody picks him up.
I think.
But then they try that corner fade, and it never works.
I think it's more than fair, and we got to take a quick break here. Tennessee Tiger, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for checking in, and have a happy Thanksgiving, you and yours.
Thank you. You too.
Of course. I think it's more than fair to critique Garrett Riley's play calling within the red zone this year, to be completely honest with you, specifically within the 10. I have called for more tight end utilization for 3 years now. They don't care what I have to say about it, so you're just not going to get it, is what I would say to that. That's just not – we have a three-year sample size now, an extended sample size to showcase that the tight end is not going to be a feature in this offense. I don't necessarily understand why. I would like to see more Benten Kerr specifically. I would like to see more tight end. I don't get it either. On the inside the 10 thing specifically, you just need to give the ball to Adam Randall, who's your best player on this offense. Adam Randall's been your best player all year on the offense. He's been the most productive player. He's one of the five players in FBS with 8 rushing touchdowns and 3 receiving touchdowns. You can use him as a pass catcher. You can use him as a physical bowling ball of a running back in a truck, because that's what he is. And I think he needs the ball more inside the 10. I think there are some fair criticisms and qualms to be made. I would also say it's not just Garrett Riley doesn't have an easy job. Calling plays is not an easy job, and it is not as black and white as it appears. And there are certain times where there are calls in place to try and get a look or to try and get something to break down within the defense that might not meet the naked eye. So, yeah, like there are times where it feels like there's not common sense being utilized. I think that's fair to say. But at the same time, we're not in the mindset of the play caller on the sidelines, and we also aren't seeing what he's seeing in real time as far as how many people are in the box and what are they stacking from a formation standpoint. What personnel does Clemson have on the field? All of those things have to be accounted for, but ultimately I would say the bottom line is inside the 10, give the ball to 8. Facts and Childress, John Hite, continuing with Facts on Sports. We're coming to Burton Simpsonville on the phone lines right after this.
Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300,000s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
Tiger fans, the Carolina game is in Columbia this year. Clemson will be deserted, so Elkmont is going all in on their Black Friday sale. The deals are epic. If you're hearing this ad, the sale has already started at Elkmont. More items will be added daily. Be sure to check Elkmont's Facebook and Instagram pages for details. Featuring the brands you love, Elkmont is located in Powdersville and in Clemson, or online at ElkmontTradingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
What if you didn't have to replace your mattress every 5 to 10 years? We developed a patented mattress called the Duo, the way every mattress should be made. And the best part? We're running our biggest sale of the year, where you can get the Duo for 30% off. This sale runs until December 7th. Visit engineeredsleep.com or come by our showroom at 333 North Pleasantburg Drive. Stop waking up worse and start waking up better with Engineered Sleep.
When downtime isn't an option, you need a team that knows motors inside and out.
Doug Powell and his team at IMS are knowledgeable, dependable, fast, and always willing to work around our needs. Doug's just a phone call away and always ready with valuable advice.
From repairs to replacements, Industrial Motor Service keeps your operation moving with trusted expertise and responsive service. Visit industrialmotorservice.com today. Industrial Motor Service, keep your power in motion.
Steve and Jerry here from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In in Spartanburg. Jerry, the Beacon opened back in 1946. How many years have we been serving great food at great prices?
Hey, Plante!
70 years. How many folks are we still serving every week?
Hey, Plante!
Well, like you always say, I like my job, but I love my customers. But can you say something other than hey, Plante?
Call it!
Join Steve
and Jerry
at the world-famous Beacon Drive-In, John White Boulevard in Spartanburg, where the food is still always good since 1946.
Roto-Rooter is the original sewer and drain cleaning company. Our founder invented the first electric drain cleaning machine in 1935. Not all Rooter companies are the same. Roto-Rooter is the best choice for plumbing, drain cleaning, and pipe repairs. When water isn't going down the drain like it's supposed to, call the experts at Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Roto-Rooter.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Don't let your basement become a wet and moldy nightmare. It's a valuable space in your home and it should be treated that way. We understand that a dry basement is a healthy basement. Our experts have the technology to keep your basement dry and mold free. All of our services come with a transferable warranty and the financing is available. Call Canty today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Experience exceptional service with Golf Cart Service, your trusted family-owned club car dealer for 55 years. We keep over 35 upstate golf courses running smoothly with our fully stocked mobile service truck. Whether you're purchasing new, used, or reconditioned carts, we offer flexible financing. Choose Club Car, proudly American-made since 1958, and avoid tariffs. Visit GolfCartSC.com to explore our inventory, conveniently located at Highway 221 and Highway 295 in Spartanburg. Call us at 864-574-4616 today.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Turn things all the way up and find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at Hims.com/joy. That's Hims.com/joy.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar. Better than any music you'll hear being put on hold. We promise. We are The Roar.
We welcome you back in, everybody. Facts on Sports with Facts and Childress and John Hyde continues right here on 105.5 97.5 The Roar. 654 Roar is the number if you'd like to check in. Phone lines and Adams Code Roofing text line remain open. We've got three people loaded up on the phone lines. We're going to get to all you guys. Let's get Georgia Greg in here quickly because he was in earlier when we tried to have RJ on. Greg, good to hear from you. Big weekend this weekend, and I think your Dogs are going to roll over the Yellow Jackets.
Going to use a little cautious optimism about that. I don't want to set myself up for anything. So, but yeah,
that's true.
I feel good about it. Hey, first of all, let me say happy Thanksgiving to you and John. Let me say good luck to Godfrey. He's a legacy from Randall.
Yes, sir.
We always wish him well. Can't get them all, but we wish him the best at Clemson. So anyway, I was thinking about this game this weekend with Georgia. I wonder what percentage of people, including myself probably, if I'm being honest, have changed who they thought would win this game since about week 4 or week 5. What about y'all two?
Yeah, to be honest with you, Greg, so I was on the sidelines doing some national radio last year for Georgia GT. I got the full experience. I saw the Haynes King meltdown. I saw the catastrophic turnovers. I saw the Carson Beck, you know, triumphant moment and Kirby really getting by the skin of their teeth. You know, a lot of people would try and discredit Georgia and say that was the officiating. I was on the field. Screw that. Haynes King, hold on to the football and you would have won the game. It's as simple as that. And anybody blaming that on the refs retroactively, that's a loser mentality to have, in my opinion. When I see everybody going in one direction on things in life, Greg, I always have a little bit of an antenna that goes up. And since the beginning of the year, everybody's like, oh, they were so close last year, and this is the year that they're going to get them. I just don't think Georgia Tech can compete up front with Georgia on either side of the football. I don't think that, like, I'm not trying to be dismissive of Georgia Tech's chances in this game. Haynes King, I don't think he's very good, but he is one of the toughest players I've ever seen in my life, and I'd be lying to you if I didn't say that. Brent Key, he hates Georgia. We know that much. We know that Buster Faulkner has been saving things on the call sheet all year for this game and this game specifically, and we know how much Georgia Tech would love to salvage this season after they blew it last week with a big-time win over their rivals in the Georgia Bulldogs. With that being said, storylines are cool. Talent is better, and Georgia is just better than Georgia Tech. Georgia's the better football team up front on both sides of the ball. Georgia has the significantly better quarterback. Georgia has the better wide receivers. Georgia has the better running backs. They have the better lines of scrimmage play on defense. They have better linebackers. They have a significantly better secondary. They have a better head coach. They have a better play caller on the defensive side of the ball. And I think they're going to win this game running away. So, long-winded way of saying, yeah, I don't think that you're overlooking anything here. And I think a lot of people have flipped their pick from a pendulum perspective on this. With the way that Georgia Tech has looked the last couple weeks and with the way that Georgia is just ascending as the season continues.
I think that your Georgia Tech is going to throw everything they got in it, their heart, soul, everything. I think they're going to start the game off like Tennessee, like Ole Miss did, a bunch of short passes. And when the pass didn't work, King run for a few yards. I think it's just going to be when they blink. And I think it's going to be I think Georgia's going to continue their positive momentum. Stockman, when even his turnovers have been like bounced off the receivers when he's thrown. Except one, he threw a bad pass the other day. But he's been protective of the ball. And the crazy thing with Gunner is his fourth quarter stats match up with some of the best of all time. And I'm not saying he's one of the best of all time, but it's just, I'm just talking statistically speaking, what he's done in the fourth quarter in the big games is beyond impressive. So
that kid's got it, Greg.
I feel good about that. And we'll see from there. But I appreciate what you said about King fumbling. He could have won the game. I felt the same about Jackson Arnold. I saw a video where I thought he released the ball right for the goal line. If they scored, they win that game. They didn't. That's on him. We took it from there. So I kind of feel that way about that game, the way you said that about Haynes King. But anyway, I appreciate it. Okay, I'll have a good Thanksgiving. Take care.
I appreciate you, Greg. Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. You're always welcome on the program, and best of luck to your Bulldogs this upcoming weekend, Greg. Thank you. Thank you for checking in. And, yeah, listen, if you ever expect me to blame a game on officiating, you've come to the wrong program. Guess what? The Duke game was the prime time to, like, do that and whine. You want to know how that's avoided? Not throwing the ball on 2nd and 6 and 3rd and 6 incomplete twice, up 7 with 6 minutes left in the game and a chance to put it to bed. If you would have ran the ball or if you would have executed your passing plays against Duke, then you would not have been in the position to be screwed by a bad call down the stretch. There are so many individual plays in this football game and in all football games that determine the victor, and it never comes down to one official making a call. Play better leading up to the call, and you're not in the position to get screwed by the call. That's always going to be my take, John.
No, absolutely. I agree with you. If you were going to do the officiating thing, we did that after the game against Duke. We don't need to do the whole it's officiating's fault again.
100%. Let's get Bert and Simpsonville in here. Bert, thanks for being patient. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, brother. We appreciate you checking in.
Well, it's been a while, so I appreciate you letting this disgruntled Gamecock and frustrated Falcons fan get on the air again.
Oh, I'm so sorry about the Falcons, Bert.
Well, they are just good enough to lose close. You know, they get down there and they'll tie the game. Like when they were playing the Colts, you know, I think they tied the game with like 47 seconds to go, and I said, that's just enough time for them to go down and kick a field goal, that kind of thing. So anyway, but, you know, that was the only team that was in the South the whole time I was a child, so that's who I pull for. But as far as the game Saturday is concerned, I think it's going to be a lot like it was last year. I really can't get a read on it. I mean, I've seen stretches where Clemson has looked like the Clemson of old, and then they've looked terrible. And I've seen stretches where Carolina acts like they may actually get it together, and then they look terrible. So just thinking back and forth, if it comes down to a field goal, I think Clemson's got by far and away the better field goal kicker. You have two offensive lines that are really struggling against two good defensive lines. So I really can't get a read on it. It could come down to a late turnover or just some individual play by either Klubnik or Sellers. So I'm going to be interested just to see how it plays out.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it plays out for sure. I think that's a fair assessment of the kicking game, between both teams. And to be honest with you, Bert, I'm expecting a game from the 2023 variant. And what I mean by that is if there is a turnover / defensive touchdown, that is going to be who wins this game, because neither offense is good enough to put up enough points to where that can't be the differentiator. I think this is a coin flip 21-17 type of game, 20-13, something like that, where it's low scoring and ugly, and both fan bases want to claw their eyes out and are just praying to God that they get the win.
Well, but see, here's the edge that Clemson has. They're the road team, and the road team seems to have been the victor the last 4 or 5 years. So you can throw home field advantage out the window. But no, it ought to be a dogfight for sure. I don't think it's going to set any style points, but I think it'll be a tight one, just like it was last year. But just wanted to say thanks for letting me call in, and hope you guys don't eat too much.
Hey, take care of the turkey and ham and all that this weekend, Bert. Best of luck this upcoming weekend, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, man. We appreciate you checking in.
Thank you.
Bye, Bert. Thank you. That's kind of what I'm anticipating, right? I don't know. I don't want to say I don't know how anybody's thinking anything else headed into this upcoming weekend, but I will say this. I've never seen such a negative demeanor from both fan bases in a rivalry matchup as far as neither team thinks they're going to win this weekend. And that is hilarious to me. That is absolutely hilarious to me.
It's one of the few rivalries out there this weekend. I feel like both sides just feel, not great. Like, you go up and down the list. Texas, Texas A&M, their fans both believe they can win the game. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, I think both fan bases think they can win the game. I think there are Georgia Tech fans out there who think they can win the game. Michigan fans, Ohio State fans, they both believe they can win the game. Maybe even there's a Louisville fan out there who believes they can beat Kentucky. You know what I mean? Like, but this just... And this one here, all right, Texter with a great counter. Florida State's probably even worse. Okay, that's a very fair counter.
Yeah, that might be a fair counter. Tommy touchdowns against DJ Lagway, interim coach. That's going to be electric from some variant down there this weekend in the state of Florida. Let's take an early break so we don't have to cut Rudy off here in the final segment. If you want to beat the buzzer, obviously last time we're on before Thanksgiving tomorrow, 654-ROAR. We'll go around the horn. We'll give you some plays, some picks, and more for tomorrow's Thanksgiving festivities as we continue in Feast Week and Rivalry Week. One of the best weekends of the entire college sports calendar continues right after this.
Clemson, South Carolina, a tale as old as time. And we'll get you ready for kickoff right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, starting at 6 a.m. with the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. We'll have everything you need to get you ready for kickoff. Then the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and his crew will take over at 9. Don, Tim, and Reg, you'll have the call from enemy territory. And Dono Clark and I will wrap it up with the fifth quarter show. Finish up the 2025 college football season with us right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
How can you make her holiday truly special? By giving some Christmas magic from Turner's Jewelers. The perfect necklace, earrings, or watch will make her season bright. Choose from a variety of breathtaking collections. Or melt her heart with a spectacular Turner's custom jewelry design. Of course, Santa could decide to leave a dazzling engagement ring under the tree. Your special holiday begins at Turner's Jewelers in the Applewood Shopping Center.
Hello, Clemson family. I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant football coach for the Clemson Tigers. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott Signature Homes, a smarter approach to luxury living. We're thrilled to announce our newest project, a brand new neighborhood development right here in Clemson. Our new community at Heatherwood will feature over a dozen homes hallmarked by thoughtful design, quality craftsmanship, and a seamless build experience from concept to completion. Visit us at NewtonScottSignatureHomes.com to start your build and learn more about this exciting opportunity. Go Tigers!
Football season is here, and there's nothing better than cheering on your favorite team in the comfort of your home with your family and friends. At Fort Hill Natural Gas, we're here to make your game day even better. From firing up the grill for those perfect burgers and brats to keeping everyone warm when the sun goes down, natural gas is your MVP. It's fast, reliable, and always ready to fuel your fun. Make sure your next game day gathering is the best one yet with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Visit FHNGA.com today and score big on savings.
Fall means football. Tailgates and Clemson Tigers. Make the Tiger Sports Shop your first stop before kickoff with the latest Clemson gear, from cozy fall hoodies to the latest Nike sideline gear. We've got everything you need to show your Tiger pride. Shop in store at either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or skip the line and order online at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where Clemson fans make Tiger Sports Shop their game day headquarters. Everything Clemson all day, every day.
At Certified Diesel, we value keeping your diesel truck running smoothly and efficiently. Located at 2209 Highway 292 in Inman, South Carolina, we specialize in light-duty diesel truck repairs and maintenance. Whether you drive a Powerstroke, Cummins, or Duramax, our expert technicians have you covered. Avoid the hassle of dealership maintenance and choose us for all your diesel needs. Call and visit us today at 864-345-4568 or check out our services online at CertifiedDieselLLC.com.
Jeff Carey here from Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries. Black Friday is here and you do not want to miss these deals. We've got sofas for just $6.99, genuine leather rocker recliners for just $7.99, and even a queen-size mattress for just $2.99. Plus, with no interest financing for up to 2 years, there's never been a better time. That's only at Sit and Sleep Upstate Furniture Galleries, Highway 123 Bypass in Easley, open Monday through Saturday.
Everyone knows nothing goes better with football than Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca remain your reliable source for game day food. Get your trays, nuggets, minis, strips, and more. Herb, class of 82, and Carol, class of 84, know the importance of football and great food, so get on the Chick-fil-A app or call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Chick-fil-A of Seneca at 864-886-9080 to make sure you're all set to eat what you love during the big game.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
The Walhalla Performing Arts Center presents a holiday celebration steeped in Celtic tradition. A Celtic Angels Christmas, live on stage Sunday, November 30th. Step into a winter wonderland of music and magic as the Celtic Angels deliver a dazzling performance of traditional and contemporary Irish tunes, all wrapped in the warmth of the season. It's a festive experience for the whole family, captivating, spirited, and unforgettable. Tickets are available now at WalhallaPAC.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com.
Discounted Appliance Warehouse in Pickens. It's not just what you buy, it's who you buy it from. Jeff and his team have over 1,200 Google reviews and a 4.9 star rating because they treat you like family. Get honest advice, expert answers, and a stress-free experience. With more than 1,500 appliances in stock, refrigerators, washers, dryers, ovens, and more, the Upstate shops here with confidence. Stop by in Pickens or visit online at dawpickens.com. DAWPickens.com.
The Roar, the only media outlet where you won't need a two-step authentication to access.
It's going to be exciting.
The Roar, where every day's game day. Kick it!
Final segment of the program here on a Wednesday with Facts and Childress and John Hyde on 105.5, 97.5 The Roar. You're listening to Facts on Sports. We have had the same text, and I'm not shaming anybody for texting, 100%. We've had the same text about 50 times. Everybody's asking if we're on Friday. The answer, yes, we are on Friday. It's the day before the South Carolina game. We will have your whole lineup of local programming for you from wire to wire, if I'm not mistaken.
So the only show that will not be on is Road Rage with Walt Deptula because we have women's basketball and men's basketball back to back. Yes, we have 3:45 pregame show for women's basketball with a 4 o'clock tip, and we'll go right. That will go up till 6:30 with men's basketball pregame with a 7 o'clock tip.
Okay,
so outside of that, we will have no Road Rage. Quack will be doing his show from somewhere tropical, and we will be doing our final show at the Chick-fil-A of Clemson for the football season.
Excited for that, and that is
gotta
for
have
sure.
Some fried chicken before the game. Come
Man,
on, now.
I am just my mouth is watering thinking about it. Man, it's gonna be such a great day of eats. We get Thanksgiving. You get some Thanksgiving leftovers for lunch after we get some Chick-fil-A for breakfast on a Friday, and then you're gonna beat the chickens on Saturday. I mean, that's just. What's better than that? We get to eat chicken on Friday, beat the chickens on Saturday. I mean,
sounds
life
good
is good.
To me.
Life is good. Let's get Rudy from Central in here. If you want to beat the buzzer like Rudy, 654-ROAR is the number. Going to be pretty brief with these phone calls here in the final segment. All right, Rudy, appreciate you checking in. Thanks for getting in, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thanks for letting me get in. Happy Thanksgiving to all those that are workers at WCCP-FM. Everyone does a great job, and I appreciate listening. I'm a long-time listener. I started listening to this station when it was 14:49 a.m.
Well, how about that, Rudy? We appreciate you listening, man. You're an OG, and we respect that around here. So thanks for getting in with us, man.
Yes. Let me tell you what my thinking of the rivalry game between Clemson and South Carolina this weekend. I think Coach Dabo going to have the players ready like he was playing, like he was coaching this. When he was interim coach back in the day, I think he's going to have the players ready.
I think he's going to have the guys ready too, Rudy. I mean, just being in and around the building and kind of getting the commentary from everybody throughout the course of this week and seeing how things have transpired, I think you're going to see a very hungry and motivated Clemson group coming down to Columbia this upcoming week, trying to end the season on a five-game win streak with the bowl game included in that, and trying to win the state against South Carolina. Cade Klubnik's playing for a winning record against the Gamecocks. That's a big deal with how you're remembered here as a starting quarterback. So I think there's a lot on the line, and I think Dabo Swinney's definitely going to have his group ready to go.
I'm also excited about John and his first child and the birthday for her.
Well, thank you, Rudy. I appreciate it. Thank you for the kind words. Looking forward to getting out of here in just a little bit and going to celebrate with her.
All right.
Rudy, thank you so much for the phone call, man. We appreciate you listening, and thanks for calling in. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. If you'd like to beat the buzzer like Rudy, 654-ROAR is the number. John, we're running out of time. Let's go around the horn. We got things on the television tonight. We got things on the television tomorrow. What is captivating your viewing interest in these next couple of days during what is going to be a great feast for all?
Well, I will ask you, what is on the television today? Because we do not have any football on our television today for the first time in what feels like forever.
We got hoops, and more hoops this upcoming Wednesday, I guess it is here today. John, there are a couple games that are catching my eye. First and foremost, Syracuse and Iowa State in the Players Era Festival. Syracuse played another competitive game yesterday against Kansas. Thought they did a really good job of competing in that one. This is a good little Syracuse team. I want to continue to see. I think the ACC is going to be pretty good this year. I want to continue to see how everything unfolds with that. We got Champions League today. As Texter gets in and reminds us, yeah, thanks for ruining my day, 5-5. It's interesting. It's interesting. Tottenham is so in the mud. If you're a soccer fan, send a prayer for me, man. This team is in the mud. Our manager sucks. This is an insufferable team to watch play, and I wouldn't root fandom of this club on anybody. So I know not a ton of people care about soccer, but regardless, yeah, Champions League is on today. If you are a soccer guy, I know we've got a couple people that get in every time we talk soccer. Now would be your time. I can give you some Champions League takes and some plays. Bet against Tottenham today. I'll tell you that right now because PSG is going to smack us up and down. We suck right now. We suck out loud. Back basketball-wise, a couple other games that are captivating me today. Kansas and Tennessee should be a good one. 7 p.m. on TNT at the MGM Grand Garden Arena out in Las Vegas. Tennessee's a 5.5-point favorite. I think Rick Barnes and the Vols cover that spread. I think they find a way to get the job done. St. John's and Auburn. Really excited for this one out in Las Vegas at the Michelob Ultra Arena. Number 14, St. John's against number 21, Auburn. Really, really good matchup. But the cream of the crop tonight on the television, boy, am I excited for this one. Number 12, 7-0 Gonzaga versus number 7, 6-0 Michigan. I like the Zags minus the 2. That's my favorite play of the day. I think Gonzaga might be the best team in the country right now. They're experienced. They're veteran. They're comfortable in their identity. And Mark Few just such a good job. An immense amount of respect for Mark Few. Really love the way that he coaches his team. Really love the way that he, you know, kind of conducts his program. So shout out to Mark Few. Really, really good coach. Maryland and Alabama at TNT at midnight out at the MGM Grand. If you're up late night like I am usually watching basketball, that one might be able to get you as well. I think Bama rolls by like 20.
There's no chance I'm seeing midnight tonight. Not a chance. Especially because I signed up to do that silly little turkey trot in the morning. I got to be asleep and get ready to go for that.
You got to get some cardio in.
I guess.
And speaking of getting cardio in, it's going to be interesting to see if a couple of these underdogs have any chance on the NFL slate tomorrow. John, let's run through the NFL Thursday slate. Starting with the Packers and the Lions, and the Lions is a 3-point favorite. I like Green Bay here. This is the reason I like Green Bay. Did you realize that Detroit has a bottom five pass protecting unit in the NFL this year? Because I did not until I started surfing through some numbers. Their pass pro has not been as good. Some of that is injury related, but run blocking is still upper echelon.
They're elite at that.
The run blocking is so good, and that's never going to change. I think this could be a Micah Parsons game.
So you saying that, and I go to pull up some of the, you know, just the stats for this Detroit passing game. If they have a bottom five pass protection unit, then Jared Goff may need to be in MVP conversation with 23 touchdowns and 5 picks and 2,800 yards so far this year.
He's played really well, and I think the way that Detroit kind of stacks it is they use that run to get more people in the box, and then they get the ball out quick. That's the biggest key to this game, John. If Goff gets the ball out quick, Detroit can win. If Goff is holding on to the ball too long, I like Green Bay. I'm conflicted on this one. I don't know who to go with.
I'm going to go with Detroit here. Take the home team. I just have a feeling this is going to be a big Jahmyr Gibbs game.
He's so good.
He's so incredibly good. Has 10 touchdowns already on the year. I think he has 12 by the end of the game tomorrow.
I think he's
getting 2 scores tomorrow. I think he's your whatever player sitting there eating the turkey leg, doing the media hit after the game.
I'm going to take Green Bay 27-24, but I do think this is going to be a really close game. And I'm also glad we have this game because it's two good teams. There's playoffs. There's division interest. Like, there's a reason to watch this one. This isn't
absolutely
your little old Lions anymore that it's like, oh, we have to watch the Lions. No, the Lions are good, and they're going to be in the playoffs again.
This is
the
one time a year you get to watch Detroit anymore. This is a really good football team. I have way more intrigue in that game at 1 o'clock than I do the one at 4:30 with the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Woof.
I like Kansas City. I think Kansas City's going back to the Super Bowl.
You really?
I do.
1-4 away from home. All they can do is win in Kansas City.
Yeah.
They're one game above 500. The Dallas Cowboys, I don't know what they are because they're 5-5-1. So I guess they're 500 plus one. I don't know. That's nonsense. Two average football teams meeting Sunday afternoon or Thursday afternoon. They're going to tell you that these are two elite teams.
I think the Chiefs are about to go on a tear, and I think the Chiefs are going to turn up. I think that the game against the Colts was a blowout disguised as a battle. And what I mean by that is success rate, total yardage, efficiency. All of the metrics would indicate that Kansas City dominated that game, but Indianapolis was able to get some situational luck and create a turnover at a key juncture to keep it close. I think Kansas City's coming out party is going to start here against the Cowboys. I think they put their foot on the Cowboys' neck, and I think they win it by 14 plus on Thanksgiving. That's my bold prediction for Turkey Day tomorrow. I will be giving out Kansas City minus the 3.5 as a play. I don't think that Dallas team is very good because I don't think the Eagles are very good, as I've repeated all season. So give me Kansas City tomorrow and give me another Mahomes classic turn up down the stretch. Him and Reed are just too good at what they do to be irrelevant this year. I like Kansas City in this one, and I like Kansas City big.
I think you're onto something there. I think it will be... Yeah, I just don't see this team going, like, just being a 500 football team when it's all said and done. And then after this, they really have one big test with the Denver Broncos in the second to last week of the regular season. I don't know if I'm all the way there with you yet at this point, but I can see the path you're laying out.
I just, when I see the schedule too, like, they've got the Texans the following week, then the Chargers, who, like, legitimately have the whole team on IR. It's just like, I'm getting deja vu, and I'm like, oh God, they're going to do it again, aren't they? That's kind of the vibe I'm at. Obviously not rooting for the Chiefs with the coach that my team fired and has now turned it into a dynasty. Awesome sauce there on that side. But in all seriousness, Chiefs roll tomorrow. Mahomes looked great last week. I think he has a vintage Mahomes type of performance, and they make a statement on Turkey Day. Joe Shiesty, he's back. The 3-8 Bengals are headed on the road to Baltimore. And here's the thing about the Bengals that's so... Again, I have a little bit of rooting interest here because one of my best friends now plays for the team. I am so pissed at this team. I am so pissed at this team, John. That Jets loss, horrific. That Bears loss, horrific. Even the Pats loss last week, horrific. Even if they win one of those games, or let's say two of those games, what is the conversation like now with Burrow coming back? It's like, oh man, they can heat up and make a run for it. And now it's just like, yeah, this team sucks. And the defense is terrible. I do think Burrow's going to give them a bump. Baltimore's likely going to win. I wouldn't count the Bengals out as just dead. There's something about Burrow coming back and making a run down the stretch that feels like it happens every year, right? I like Joe Burrow a lot, to be honest with you. I know that's not a popular take around this part of the world. I don't hold 2019. It is what it is.
You tip your cap. That's one of the greatest college football offenses that's ever been assembled. Right. You tip your cap. You'd be great.
Yeah.
You made it to the title game. As we've seen the last couple of years, that's not a given to get to play for national titles anymore.
100%.
I have no beef.
Like, Clemson got to the national championship with an undefeated, unbelievable team and lost to a better team that was one of the best ever. And I don't think anybody was beating LSU on that game.
No. Nobody was.
If Nolan Turner caught the pick, that's the one what if I have from that game.
I'm more mad about losing to Ohio State in 20 than I am about LSU in 19.
Yes, that is true. I think that Burrow is going to have a really good game tomorrow because I do still think that the Ravens defense stinks. I know who you'll be rooting for. You'll be rooting for Burrow, Barrett, and the boys because you need some help in your divisional race because you're neck and neck with the Ravens.
See, do I want to be correct or do I want to have my team be saved? Because I'm telling you, man, the Ravens are winning this division.
Yeah.
They're going to win this division.
I agree.
And I can't stand both of these teams, to be fair. I guess the real question is, maybe we'll talk about it on Friday if we can get them. Man, do I have to back Brad Brownell or do I go against Brad Brownell here? Because that's really what I'm focusing on.
You back Brad Brownell. He just brought home some silverware to Tigertown. You know what?
He did. He did go to Charleston and do that. Okay, I'll pull for the Bengals.
Let's go Bengals. And Coach might be coming on the show on Friday as well, so we can show him some extra love. Maybe we'll get to talk about it. You know, who knows? Maybe a little sneak preview of what's coming later this week for you guys.
Thankfully, that series is done for the season. We don't have to do any more Steelers-Bengals nonsense.
Yes. Texter gets in with something that I love. Over 53.5 total in the Cincy Ravens game. Yes, those defenses stink. I think Burrow is going to be the. I think Burrow is going to play great. I think the Bengals might have a puncher's chance to win this one. I know the defense stinks out loud, but there's something about a divisional game, and there's something about the team having hope again. I think Burrow is going to inject this team with hope.
Here's a fun question, because apparently our listeners just love this player. Who's the better running back in this game, Derrick Henry or Chase Brown?
Definitely Derrick Henry. Definitely Derrick Henry. But I have had some fun this year with you taking your victory lap on Chase Brown because I think that's more than warranted. That O-line can't block, and Chase Brown's just kind of mid, if we're being honest with you. He's just a mid player. Good little receiving back. I have a stat for you on Derrick Henry. So in the NBA, I think LeBron's finally hit the wall, and we're starting to see this like across the league about people finally hitting the wall. I think Derrick Henry has finally hit the wall, and I have some stats to indicate the fact that that could be the case. Percentage of games with one or no avoided tackles for Derrick Henry. 2022, 13% of total games. 2023, 24% of total games. Last year, 6% of total games. Career best. There was only one game all season where Derrick Henry had zero avoided tackles or made missed tackles or one. This year, 55% of games where Derrick Henry has not been able to make two tacklers miss in a football game. He's starting to hit the wall a little bit and starting to decline. He's still a really good player. He's still a top 5 to 7 back in football. I'm not taking that away from him. He's not the same. It's not like the beast anymore, and he looks a little bit more human. you know what? Screw it. I've been on a hot take roll today. I'm going to pick the Bengals to win this football game tomorrow. I think there's a chance that Joe Burrow injects this team with a little bit of life. The defense looked the best last week that it's looked all season, and they're getting some guys back. Give me Cincinnati to shock the world tomorrow on Thanksgiving.
Quick update on the Chiefs-Cowboys game. Kansas City just put out some injury information. Offensive lineman Trey Smith, tight end Noah Gray are not going to play for the Chiefs tomorrow.
Yeah, it's all good. I still think the Chiefs
will. I think Trey Smith is a big loss. I think he's a big loss, one of the better guards in the league.
He's a good player. He's a good player, and that is for certain. John, anything else before we get out of here? Happy Thanksgiving to everybody in the audience, obviously.
Happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy it, and look forward to talking to everybody Friday morning at Chick-fil-A of Clemson as we all eat some fried chicken and get ready for the rivalry matchup between Clemson and South Carolina.
It's also Eagles game day against Chad the Mailman on Friday. Legacies are on the line, and we cannot let Chad sweep us as a program, John, so that's a big-time day.
Absolutely
hey,
not.
Everybody that got in, eat some turkey, eat some ham. Happy Thanksgiving. Love and appreciate all of y'all, and can't wait to check back in on Friday. Go Tigers!